Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1494, 5 Training Techniques to Shake Up Your Workouts by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey, happy Monday. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. And don't forget, we have lots of shows where we cover a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. All right, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. 5 Training Techniques to Shake Up Your Workouts by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. By shake up your workouts, I'm in no way referring to the infamous shake weight, so don't even think about it. That's not a valid exercise or training technique, no matter how you do it. Anyway, I love the basic barbell and bodyweight exercises and their variations. These basic exercises have been staples of my workouts for months. Things like squats to a box, kettlebell swings, push-ups, handstand push-ups, chin-ups, and inverted rows. I primarily work out at home since I have a barbell set, power rack, a couple of kettlebells, and jungle gym. It's all I need to accomplish my training and physique goals. And because I'm limited with the exercises I perform, I have to use various training techniques to shake things up from time to time and to keep making progress, and also to keep boredom from creeping in. Before I share the training techniques I use in my own training, I must state that I'm not claiming to have created anything new. All of the methods I'm going to discuss are techniques I've learned elsewhere. I'll do my best to credit each individual who I learned the method from with the respective training methods. Give these techniques a shot if you're getting bored with your current workouts or you want to bust through a plateau. Rest, pause. There are different variations of rest, pause training, but the method I'm referring to is that promoted by Dante Trudell of DC Training. This is a training method I experimented with for several months last year and experienced some good results with building muscle. It's also a great method to incorporate if you're short on training time. Rest pause requires you to perform a set to failure. More on failure in a moment. Then rest about 25 to 30 seconds, perform another set to failure, rest another 25 to 30 seconds, and perform a final set to failure. I define failure as stopping the set when you know you can't complete another rep with perfect form. Banging out sloppy reps doesn't make you any tougher. It's just a good way to get hurt. And I don't suggest missing a rep because it increases your chance of injury and drains recovery. So let's use chin-ups as an example utilizing the rest-pause method. Chin-up set number one, 10 reps. Then rest for about 25 seconds. Chin-up set number two, 5 reps. Then rest for another 25 seconds. Chin-up set number three, 4 reps. So your rest-pause set would be 10 reps plus 5 reps plus 4 reps for a total rest-pause set of 19 reps. How to progress with rest-pause. I generally set a total rep target, such as 25 to 30 reps. Once you can perform a total of 25 reps, or whatever number you choose, increase the weight and start over. For dumbbell exercises, I prefer to keep the reps in the 25 to 30 range. However, for exercises such as chin-ups, you can go lower, like 15 to 20 total reps, while still being able to train safely. Appropriate exercises for rest pause. There are certain exercises you should never apply the rest pause method to, such as squats and deadlifts, at least in my opinion. It's just too risky. I would also stay away from using rest pause with bent over barbell rows because it's too taxing on the lower back. You can perform exercises like barbell and dumbbell bench presses, but I highly recommend using a power rack and spotter. Rest pause training is tough, and you don't want to risk a barbell or dumbbell crushing your windpipe or giving your face a painful makeover. Some of my favorite exercises to incorporate rest pause are bodyweight exercises, such as push-ups, inverted rows, chin-ups, and parallel bar dips. Other great exercises are cable rows, pull-downs, calf raises. Now, with calf raises, prepare to experience some crazy, painful cramps with these. Triceps extensions, biceps curls, and even leg curls. Ladders. This is a technique I first read about from Dan John. Ladders can be used for building strength, muscle, and for conditioning work. Personally, I use ladders primarily for conditioning work. For example, last weekend, I needed a quick training session before I headed out of the house. I asked myself, what would I be able to do quickly that's really challenging? Stupid question. But the answer was even more stupid. I decided to do a burpee and push-up ladder superset with kettlebell swing ladders. All I did was perform 10 reps of each, rest a few seconds, then perform 9 reps of each, rest a few more seconds, followed by 8 reps of each, all the way down to a single for each. So here's what it would look like. 10 burpees and 10 push-ups, 10 kettlebell swings, 9 burpees and 9 push-ups, followed by 9 kettlebell swings, and then repeat all the way down to 1 rep each. When you're finished, you'll have completed a total of 55 reps for each exercise. Or, if you're feeling like a total lunatic, you can go back up the ladder, meaning you perform a single for each, rest, then perform 2 reps, then rest, then perform 3 reps, all the way up to 10 reps. Now, if you want to give the ladder technique a try, test it out with advanced burpees. Try to complete a ladder from 10 reps down to 1 as quickly as possible for a crazy conditioning workout. You're welcome. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Training Techniques to Shake Up Your Workouts by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I know that some of the exercises Nia mentioned may sound intimidating, like performing chin-ups. For the longest time, I couldn't perform a single chin-up or a single pull-up. So please try not to feel too overwhelmed or intimidated. Trust me, I understand. We could easily substitute squats, just using your body weight, or, as Nia mentioned, calf raises, that's where you stand on your tippy toes, then relax and repeat, or push-ups, you could do push-ups using the wall as support. You could substitute any exercise for most of these methods. Either way, if you're performing exercises in a way you've never done before, you're forcing your body to adapt and grow, which is a good thing. Personally, I love those ladder type workouts Nia mentioned. That's where you'll perform 10 repetitions of an exercise, then rest, followed by 9 repetitions of the same exercise, then rest, followed by 8 repetitions, all the way until you perform 1 repetition. Now, if I'm using this as part of a resistance training workout, I will actually increase the weight as the repetitions decrease. So I'll start with a really light weight when I perform 10 repetitions. Then I'll use a slightly heavier weight when I perform 9 repetitions and gradually increase the weight until I get down to 1. Now, please know, I only recommend you do this if you're a bit more experienced with weight training. This is not a technique I recommend for beginners. But as Nia mentioned, any of these techniques are a great way to break through a plateau or keep your workout more interesting. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.